something you would carry your money in is
a purse.
Yes. If it was small and it had a, well, you've already said that. Would you have another name? You would call
wallet.
It for coins, you know, just a
coin
little.
Purse.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. What does a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet.
Mm-hmm. Suppose there are a lot of things, a little things strung up together and used to go around your neck as a ornament. What would you call these?
You could call it a necklace, a beads, a medallion would not be that. I would either call a necklace or beads, maybe a pair of beads.
Mm-hmm. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Oh, suspenders.
Yes. Yeah. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on a bed to fancy?
Spread. A pillow?
Yes.
A coverlet? A bedspread?
Yes. Okay. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow and it went all the way across the head of the bed?
I don't remember using one, but I think you're referring to a bolster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say it goes what? What word would you use to say it? You know, how it went across the bed.
It spreads across the bed or stretches across the bed. It goes clear across the bed.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a bed cover that is old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps?
It's a
leftover clothes.
Yes.
And would you call it anything else?
Well, I guess you could call it a coverlet. A comfort.
Yeah. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
A pallet.
Yeah. We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
What's another rich?
Fertile.
Yes. Yeah. The flat lowland along the stream overflooded in spring and plowed later. What would you call this kind of land?
Swamp.
Well, it's low. It's
mm-hmm.
real low, and you call it
flat land, low land.
Yes. Okay. Low lying grassland, and sometimes you know a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass, and you have clover, alfalfa, mm-hmm. for hay, and what kind of place would you call this? It's just
a meadow.
Yeah. The place where salt hay grows along the sea, and it's kind of mushy, like, so what kind of place would you call it? Kind of.
That sounds like a swamp.
And where the water stands, and along the sea, like
mm-hmm. marshland.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field? Do you know any names of different kinds of soil? You're not that familiar with.
No, I really am not. It's so I've forgotten.
Well, what would you call that kind of soil? Is real black and it would be real fertile.
I call it rich soil.
And what would you call that poor kind of soil? That
I think I just call it poor soil.
Okay. If you're getting water off the marshlands, you'd say they
draining the
yeah.
land.
And what would you call the thing that you dug to let the water run off in?
Sounds like a trench.
Yes. Or would you have another name for it?
Well, let's see. Just a ditch?
Yes. shallow arms of the sea, a tidal stream, and it's a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. What would you call that?
A creek.
Would you call it anything else if it was natural or man-made?
I can't think of anything else.
Okay. A deep narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What would you call that if it was that big?